Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Hello, fellers.
Hello, Key. Hello, Max.
Did he say fellers?
Hello, fellers.
Fellers.
That's the ass. A new one.
Good weekend?
Fellers.
Not bad weekend. A little travel, but I'm here, and the weather's good, at least for now.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot and muggy. Don't worry about it.
No, not today.
I think it's going up to 80-something.
Really?
Yeah.
It felt cool, though, this morning.
Yeah, it felt good all weekend.
Well, according to this trusty app, which has never once been right ever.
The Weather Channel.
It's going up to 84 today.
I missed the fact that there wasn't any NBA yesterday. I felt like I just was something weird about not having a game on a Sunday. You know, I was looking forward to having a game on Sunday, but pushed it over to Monday.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I kind of like these 2-3 days in between. I'm like, I need more. Like, can we get, like the Stanley, like the NHL playoffs, it was every other day. Like, it's just bing, 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 bing. I'm like, I need that NBA. Please keep me up.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Friday they played. Saturday I'm thinking, okay, it's off. I know it's a travel day, blah, blah, blah. But then you want to run the remote at a certain time.
It felt weird.
Yeah, you feel it.
It was nice not to stay up till midnight, though. Get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Complaining about sleep. Well,
I'm just saying it was. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
I can tell you one thing that'll help you. All you gotta do is go to your computer, log in to whatever bank you have, and smile. Don't worry about sleep, Max.
Beats working for a living. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying it's nice to sleep.
Key, I'm just glad that Steph Curry had a
moment. Yeah, I'll lay out.
A moment.
Go ahead, attack.
That would make Max appreciate
attack.
His greatness overall. I'm just glad that happened.
Attack whole, Max.
I'm glad. Are we past that now? Are we focused back on the series?
This whole series. Why is it that people act like I'm crazy?
I'm talking nonsense.
And then he does this, and everyone's like, in other words, you're recognizing he's doing something now. No KD on the team. Has to carry it. Not a lot of contributions from other players. He's doing something now he hasn't yet done. That's what I'm saying. He's been doing it. No,
what are you waiting for?
Not like this.
He scored. He was averaging 26 and some change in the finals. Okay, so he gave you a little bit more. Now, all of a sudden, you act like it's changed.
Yeah, because 26 is less than what he was doing.
It's not. Yeah,
and they were losing.
He's
averaging
like 33 now.
He's killing the game. But the main thing is, second half, they really need it. No one else is doing it. They're about to lose the game, and Steph is taking over. This is something new.
It's not new. It's the same thing.
He's been averaging 26,
That's
right?
That's what I said. 26 is some change.
26 when you're averaging 30-whatever in the regular season is not the same as 35 when you're averaging 20-something in the regular season.
Just because you take a 5-point dip, 4-point dip, you don't need it.
I'm not sending you down this pathway.
It's the wet key. It's the way you say it. It doesn't look right. You know, like it looked different.
It had a different impact. Here's the reason
it
looked different, as I said on our call yesterday, is because he doesn't have people stealing his thunder. There is no KD to steal that thunder.
There wasn't in 15 or 16
in
either.
15, Jay.
Help me, Max Kellerman.
Steve Kerr, he's the Warriors head coach, guys. I don't know if you're familiar. NBA on ESPN Radio. Listen to what he said about Steph.
You have dinner with Greg Popovich, and the first thing he does at every dinner is he says, here's to Tim Duncan, right? He says a toast to Tim Duncan because Pop knew everything was based on Timmy's character and his talent. And I do the same thing now. I literally, pour the wine with my family. I say, here's to Steph Curry because, he allows everything to happen.
You can hear the full interview with Steve Kerr tonight, by the way. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, Jay, Steph Curry, I don't disagree with – I mean, like,
no.
I get it. Yeah.
I mean, look, there are certain players – in all industries, right? In all sports where you have that one great head coach that says that player right there is reflective of everything that our organization stands for. And, you know, D. Wade even says it. Look at this tweet right here at D. Wade. Everyone keeps talking about what Steph ain't. Let's talk about what he is. He's a bad MF-er, right? LeBron James comes through. Facts. They will try to do anything in their powers to acknowledge to you, Max, simply how different he is. It's rare, and rare is not liked and appreciated. Mm. So, look, man, I think what I've always experienced with Steph is that he's an anomaly, man. He's a different – and I have to say this. Last thing I'll say real quick on the game, because I know it was, you know, 2-3 days ago. The amount of disrespect and the lack of foul calls for a guy that is going to be top 10 greatest to ever do it when it's all said and done blows my mind.
They seem like they swallow the whistles a
little bit. Oh, my God. Like, the two fouls off threes, the one especially where Jason Tatum checks him, the ref is standing right there on the sideline looking at him. LeBron James gets that call. Any other superstar gets that call. I don't know how Steph does not get that call.
But could it be, though, Jay, that we're not trying to give him 4 points because we know he's going to hit the three? Is that – could it be that?
We know
it's going in, so we're not going to call it. If it doesn't go in, we're going to call it.
But when it's a tight game, if you get hit, you get hit.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying – I understand that. But could it be that the referees is saying to themselves that we're not going to give him a 4-point play? We're just not going to do it. We'd give him a 3 if he misses, but based on what we're looking at, we're willing to wait a couple seconds before we blow the whistle because it's probably going to go in.
I mean, potentially.
But it's also not like the James Harden, I'm doing all this to draw contact, and I'm not really – he's taking a shot, and he's getting contact.
But they're going in, though.
But my thing is, there's a foul, as soon as you see somebody get hit, boop.
Yeah, but
foul.
They might be waiting. No, you know how the referees sometimes.
I want to get back to the tweets of LeBron and D. Wade, and I am taking it back to 15, and I'll tell you why. You couldn't send these out in 15. 2015, you can't send these tweets. 2016, you can't send these tweets. Nope. And by the way, there's a reason people weren't sending these type of tweets. 17 and 18 was the KD show. When you have KD on a team with Klay and Steph and everyone's healthy and they're killing the game, you don't, like, of course Steph can ball out because there's not the same kind of pressure and attention because KD's on the team. I'm not saying he was incapable of doing this. My point was he hadn't done this yet. And now when people come out and act as though me or people like me who were saying, hey, I want to see Steph do this. Oh, you're crazy all along. Okay. Well, no, I mean, this is what we're waiting for.
Are you looking at the video of him destroying
people? I was just about to say, what game is that? What team is that, Max?
Max, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Know what I want you to do? I have a homework assignment.
All right.
I'm going to send you the games from the 2015 NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And I want to, you know, my crazy ass, I went back and I watched them all again.
Sure.
He was doing his thing. I don't know where you
was. Okay,
you
I'm not denying. Oh, wait, I'm not denying that he wasn't doing his thing. He's a great player, but that thing was a little less than what he had done up until the finals. It was a little bit less. And in 2016, the same thing. I'm not arguing he's not a great player. But it's never been the argument. We're talking about top 10 all time. In order to be put there, you need a finals like this. Like this. That's why everyone's like, see, I told you so now,
no,
but they weren't sending these tweets years ago.
Because you weren't talking crazy.
I've been talking crazy since the day I was born.
No, you weren't talking crazy in 2015.
Since you came out of the womb.
2016.
I've been talking crazy since
you're
I came
talking,
out the womb. What are you talking about?
Crazy now. You're going viral everywhere, and people are noticing the stupidity that's coming out of your mouth when you talk about Steph Curry.
They would like to think that, except everyone's actually acknowledging the truth because now is where it all comes out. Look at what he's doing. Yes. Now he's doing the thing that I've been talking about.
I'm just trying to tell you, I love how petty superstar athletes are.
Yeah.
Like hearing all these stories from guys like CJ McCollum. And I'm glad it just verifies when guys go back to the locker room and they're checking their phones on Twitter and they're seeing people trend and it's Max Kellerman trending. Steph Curry is not great. And then he does that.
You know what's hilarious?
Then he gives you 43.
It's actually embarrassing. In this business, everyone thinks like, oh, you want the hot take. It's actually embarrassing. Like if I see Tom Brady talking about the cliff and Man in the Arena, it's embarrassing. It's like, how did I worm my way into the Tom Brady
story? I've never seen you embarrassed by it. You're like, Tom
because
Brady.
Because they get so sick and tired of hearing foolishness.
No, it's not
foolishness. At some point, it's like.
It's not foolishness.
It's just foolishness.
How is it embarrassing? Because then you take it and you twist it. Like, I am the sole responsibility.
Well, what else am I going to do with
Brady
it?
Tom Brady. Finishing and winning another Super Bowl.
I happen to be the second most important person in the Tom Brady story somehow.
If Max
outside
really,
of Tom Brady.
In the crazy thing about it, Jay, is Max
it.
Really believes that he is the reason that Tom Brady is still playing.
I do not.
Delusional.
I do not. Yeah, although if it wasn't the case, maybe they wouldn't put it in the doc. All right, listen. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Steph is absolutely killing the game. No contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to give you a chance to win $4,000. Tune in at 6:45 a.m. That's 35 minutes from now. It's the winning word. The one stat to show why Steph Curry might be the MVP, guys, even if the Warriors don't win the series. That's right. I don't know why you're so down on Steph. I think he's doing amazing, Jay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
You guys see these two dudes scrapping by the pool? Went viral?
How does this happen? And why isn't anybody stopping them?
You know how it happens?
Kids in the pool and everything.
Kids aren't even watching. That's
no, no one cares.
No one cares.
Anytime something like that happens, there's a couple things that's involved. One,
cocktails.
Alcohol.
Yes, right. Cocktails. Right.
That's number one.
Yeah. Number two is I never liked you. And number three is somebody is taking somebody's lounge chairs, pool.
Putting their stuff on it.
Why are you making it that?
No, I'm saying those are the three things.
Didn't it look like there were plenty of chairs?
I almost
though?
Got into a fight.
That's what I'm saying. So it's the... It's the alcohol, the lounge chairs, and I never really liked the way you look anyway because you're looking at me a certain way.
Because you remind me of me.
Yeah, so that's how it happened.
I'm saying, Key, if I come down, if I put my towels on the chair at 5:45, these are my chairs.
Again, we've had this conversation.
Yes.
First of all, you shouldn't even be at a place where you got to go down at 5:45.
You know what else? These two fight a lot. You know how you know they fight a lot? There was no urgency to the fight. They were both fighting, and they were like, it was a very casual fight. Like, maybe I'll throw the punch, maybe I won't, maybe I'll hit you back. It happens all the time.
They look tired. First of all,
they look about 50.
Yeah.
No, they look older.
That means they can be over.
Jay, don't be confused because Key and I are very handsome men. Most 50-year-olds don't look like this. You realize
now,
right?
Now both of you guys are handsome. It starts with this.
Well, Key, I help him out because Key says
I don't even worry about my look.
Key talks about his look. So you know,
why would he try to put you in the same category?
It's the least of my worries. But what I was going to say,
well, let's not get
what I was going to say is first of all, when you that old, Jay, your father's kids, what the hell are you fighting
what
for?
Are you doing? Way. Come on.
Like, you're not fighting.
It's got to be super important to fight
fighting.
At that point.
When's the last time you almost got into a fight?
I haven't had a fight in a long time. Like
Justin Bieber?
No, but that wasn't a fight. That was
scolding.
Leave him alone.
Jay, when was the last time you?
No. Almost
going,
said a dust
he's
up.
Going, yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Somebody get this man.
But it wasn't a fight. It was more of a.
You know, Jay almost picked the fight on his vacation the other day. What was it? How long ago was it?
Oh, you're talking about when I went to the Bahamas and the guy took
you're
our chairs.
Starting fights with people and everything.
I didn't start.
Happened.
This
oh,
guy
happened?
Took my chair in front of me. He sees me see him
again,
take my chair.
Again, Jay, you have earned the right in your life, and don't be ashamed about it, to treat you and your family to something better than 6 o'clock getting chairs in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it's
you have
about,
you,
the
you
communal
right.
experience where you got to walk around with the five wristbands on.
Are you doing it, Max?
You know what?
No. On vacation,
Max, you
are
you
doing
Max? You
no.
get, the,
no,
you
I'm
get,
not
you get
doing
five,
that.
You know, the five wristbands. It's like, this is for
not
free hot dogs.
No.
This is for free Cokes.
I do feel like the kids miss something if they don't have that experience.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Call me Snoozy, whatever. I don't care. I needed them to say, I worked hard. I needed them to say, can I help you with anything,
We're
Mr.
back
Johnson?
In 10 seconds.
Period.
Joseph.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
They have to figure out a way to get open shots in that Warriors defense. They're trapping Tatum.
You know, I want to win by any means necessary and not do whatever it takes. That's, you know, that's all that's really I care about right now is winning.
Well, we just got to calm down. You know, for us, it's when we're under control and we're poised and, you know, we take our time, we're tough to guard.
They have to treat the game right. When they don't, they lose. When they do, they win.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Guys, should Steph be the MVP even if the Warriors lose the series, presuming he keeps playing like this? Let's assume he keeps playing like this and they lose in six or seven games. To me, absolutely yes, no. It's not close.
It's only happened one other time in NBA history,
Jerry
and
West.
That was Jerry West. You need to win.
Should have happened with LeBron in 15, but okay, whatever. Look.
It's not whatever. It's no.
The reason that that's open for discussion is not just Steph Curry's incredible play, but it's the guy who's supposed to be the superstar on the other team, Jason Tatum, who hasn't exactly been filling it up. What are you showing?
Well, I was looking at my notes, and it said,
"Key on the rundown." Jay said yes, but why did Jay say no now?
Yeah, I just was looking at my rundown, and Jay said yes.
Why do you look like you need bifocals when you're looking at the paper, right?
No, I just
you know, imagine somebody puts the paper all
by the way.
Down.
It's getting like that. The rods and cones start to stiffen up.
I do that because I'm just you know letting you know that I'm.
You're.
I want you to know that I'm.
Damn, that sheet's really far away from his face.
What? You got to put on the glasses to make your eyes big like De Niro in Casino.
I don't need glasses. I just do that. I have a habit of doing that. Even when I read the newspaper, I do that.
Just all the way out here. All the way out here.
Maybe I'm getting up there in age.
So
19 look different.
Jason Tatum is shooting 34% from the field
this
year.
Yes, that is correct.
I think... When you say 34.3, whoever wrote this, they don't mean percent for Steph. They mean points per game. Steph is averaging 34.3 points per game. He's averaging more points per game than Tatum is percentage points from the field. It's nuts. So Tatum was asked how he can get himself going offensively.
I think one thing I've noticed is, like, you know, playing off 2 feet a lot more. You know, like, you know, Coach said, playing off 1 foot and, you know, trying to look for fouls, you know, hasn't been as working in my favor as much. So, you know, I think playing off 2 feet, attacking angles instead of, you know, trying to initiate the contact and things like that.
So Jason Tatum is averaging more points than Stephen Curry is at the shooting percentage from the floor, right?
Steph is averaging 34 plus points per game. Tatum is shooting 34.1% from the floor.
From the field.
Steph's having more points than he is.
I want to go back for a second because a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, before the playoffs are starting, we had this crazy conversation around Jason Tatum being at the club, right? And being in the VIP, but like looking at the next level of VIP, right? Looking at
he
the
might
next
not
level.
Even be in that first level right now.
Slow down.
Hold on, sir. We're going to get to you.
I got the stamp. Yeah, but Tatum.
Identification.
We understand. You're with them. Hold on, sir.
Can you know when somebody goes, oh what's your bottle limit is? Oh, yeah, we're going to have to. You're not.
I'm with him. Jaylen Brown's walking into the.
But, like, so my thing is, all right, the 43-point masterpiece he had against the Bucks. Like, he had two games in which he combined for 80 points. Versus the Heat, he closed out the last two games averaging 28 points and 10 rebounds. Like, he started out the postseason out-dueling by KD. So we get to four games in now. When will Jason Tatum be the best player on the court? I haven't seen him be
– or on his own team.
The best player on the court. I mean, Jaylen Brown would be the leader, in my opinion, to get the MVP if Boston ends up winning it due to his performances that he had in game one, game four – fourth quarter when he comes back, and then also the third game in which they win. So, look – he needs to be more in balance, but he just needs to be aggressive. And when they start settling for shooting a lot of threes, Key, like they did in the last 5 minutes of the ball game, that's not who they are. Like, you're not going to out-duel Stephen Curry and Golden State shooting threes. Attack the damn rim.
But what happens in sports in general, though, is you try and duplicate your opponent when they're doing something good. That happens in football. All of a sudden, you throw the ball all over the lot. The other team that's not a throwing team wants to throw the ball over the lot. Yeah. You're not a three-point shooting team, although you can shoot it. You look up and Stephen Curry is lighting it up. Klay is lighting it up. Poole is lighting it up. Now, all of a sudden, you feel at some time, then we got to start taking threes. You know how that goes, where instead of playing your game, you get caught up in the opponent's game, and you suffer from that. And I think that is exactly what's happening to Boston right now. And you say, when is Tatum going to be the best guy on the floor? Well, he probably won't be, because the other guy is Stephen Curry that's on the floor.
He's going to need to be.
He's
got to,
first of all, be the best player on his team.
Yeah, but right. He's going to need to be. He's going to need to have a prolific performance sooner or later for Boston to win it.
See, this reminds me, to me, the story, like in 16, the story was LeBron, right? Remember, Draymond was about to win MVP if Golden State would have won. The story was LeBron. Steph wasn't ready yet. As you can see, he wasn't as physically strong. You see him bulked up now. He didn't have the experience to calm under pressure. In 15 and 16, right?
When did he win the MVP? In 16?
Yeah. No, well, LeBron did. LeBron won the MVP. I mean in the finals.
Okay.
So Tatum, this feels to me like Steph's 2016. Like, he's LeBron in 16. LeBron had lost in the finals, and he'd won in the finals. He had gotten older. He'd matured. He was clearly the best player on the floor, and because of him, and no one else who would have alive at the time, because of him, the Cavs won. Steph, to me, is playing like, I'm not saying he's on LeBron's level from 16, but it's like that. He's the best player in the series.
Jason Tatum?
I'm talking about Steph.
No, Jason Tatum.
Steph is like the LeBron in this series.
He's saying Steph is LeBron, but, and Tatum is Curry.
But Tatum is younger.
Curry was MVP in 15 and 16.
That's what I just said, Max.
I'm talking about the finals.
I hear you.
There's no perfect analogy.
Yeah, but you're saying in relation to experience in the finals,
in
first
no
time
doubt.
Really being there, being that guy.
That's why it's so weird to me that you don't value a guy who played, what is it, 82 games?
82 games.
So help me do the math, please, somebody. 82 and 82 is what?
164.
So in 164 games, you don't value 164 versus four. I guess you could call it 14, but in
they
two
don't
finals.
Give you chips for the 164.
No, but Max, you say some stuff that make me want to pull whatever little bit of hair I have in my
you're doing
head
right.
out.
Hair
you
looks
can't.
Nice, by the
you
way.
Cannot. Let's die. Yeah. You cannot discount the regular season.
Hold on, wait. But you're taking me off the point. My point is, in 2016, any other player on earth you substitute for LeBron, they're not going to win that series. Only
LeBron James, yes.
And what I'm saying is, that's how I feel about the Warriors right now with Steph. I don't know if there's another player right now who you can put on the Warriors and it's tied 2-2. The way he is playing is out of his mind. So Tatum is not going to be able to be better than that. It's like what you say, Jay, when you're like, Max, Steph couldn't be better than that LeBron. Tatum's not going to be able to be better than this Steph to me. But he could at least be the best player on his own team, it seems.
I disagree.
You think he could be better than Steph the way he's playing?
Define better. You mean like straight up? Like mano a mano? Like, I think Jason Tatum has prolific scoring ability. I do. Prolific scoring ability.
Steph has taken over in the second half of games where it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Jason Tatum has taken over a lot of big time
ball games.
Okay,
so you think he can do it?
Against Giannis, against Kevin Durant, against Jimmy Butler. He's done it.
So you think he can do it?
Yes.
Game five is tonight, and Steve Kerr may have one massive decision to make. Jay tells you what he should do.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finds Curry on the right, rises, contested three, it's good! Steph Curry with 38 points and a huge triple!
No matter what happens the rest of this series, all those Steph haters have to stand down. They don't want to, but they have no choice.
This was Steph Curry, and this was Steph Curry's show against the best defensive team in the league on the road to keep your hopes alive. This may have been the greatest performance of Steph Curry's career.
I agree with legs. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, the winning word giveaway at 6:45. That's in a little under 9 minutes from now. Your chance to win $4,000. Guys, I love what legs just had to say on the sound on the way in. On the road, down 2-1 at a 2-1 hole against the best defensive team in the league, you take over, and by the way, you get work done in the second half. That's what best performance of Steph's career. I've seen like three of the best performances of Steph's career in this series.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
I tell myself what I tell the people, Jay. In game four, Steve Kerr took Draymond Green out with 7 minutes left in the game.
That's 7:40.
7:40 left in the game, Jay, like I just said. Exactly. And the Warriors went on an 11-3 run over the next 5 minutes after taking Draymond out. And they took the lead for good with Kevon Looney in the game. Looney was plus 21 on the court. And we get, like, plus minus can be misleading, but nevertheless, in game four. Draymond went back into the game later and in a more limited role, but made several plays with real impact to help the Warriors close it out. Here is Draymond Green on being subbed out in the fourth quarter.
Definitely never thrilled coming out of the game with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in a must-win game. I'm not going to sit here and act like I was thrilled. I'm a competitor. But at the end of the day, if that's what coach decides, then you roll with it. And, you know, I had to keep my head in the game. And, you know, whenever I went back in, try to make some plays. And so that was just my mindset. You know, don't make too much of it. I've always been of the on the bandwagon of, you know, if you got something that's rolling, you stick with it. So it is what it is.
Look, I thought it was a genius move by Steve Kerr. They just had better fluidity with Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole in the game, right? Like, Looney gave them a different look offensively and also defensively. At times, it just feels like Draymond gets isolated. Like, it's not the – and we talked about this with Patrick Beverly. He is a great weak side help defender. He is brilliant at that. When he plays off the ball, his basketball IQ allows him to see passing lanes. He can read. He can box out. He can do all those things. But when he becomes the primary ball defender, that is not his strength. So Steve Kerr recognizing that, making a run, and then utilizing him offensively, defensively, right, substitution patterns, allowed him to make plays down the stretch. The reality is, look, Draymond spooked to shoot the ball. He's been sloppy a lot. He spends a lot of his time barking with the refs and the Celtics players. But when he gets lost in the actual game itself, when he makes plays, that's when he's at his best. So I thought Steve Kerr handled – I thought he handled it perfectly.
Of course he handled it perfectly. He has a pulse of his team. He knew at that point in time with 7:44 to go in the game that he needed to do something. And that do something was, come on, sit down over here with us for a few minutes. Doesn't – people are making it seem as though Draymond was benched for the worst. And that's not, it's an adjustment. It's let's get back on track. You need to settle down. We're going to allow you to do that. But I'm going to put you back in the most crucial parts of the game, which is the end of the game. That, to me, is that's the key, because they were not up by 35 points. Mm. I mean, it wasn't one of those type of deals where all of a sudden he's emptying the bench and putting Draymond back in. It was still Boston very, very well could have closed the gap and still come back and won that game at the end if in fact, some buckets would have failed. So I don't have a problem at all with what Steve Kerr did in terms of having him come sit down for a little bit, get a little water, chill, rethink, recalibrate his brain at all. But I know there are other people out there that think that, oh, God, this is signaling a sign that Draymond is this way. No, you're never going to be happy coming out of a game. I don't give a damn if it's in the first quarter or the last quarter when you're a competitor.
Jay, I think I can reconcile, actually, Key's point with what many people are saying, according to Key, right? To me, it seemed the following, Jay, or let me pose it as a question. Did it seem to you that Dre was being exploited?
Yes.
In the ways that you are describing on both ends of the floor, that it was a move that Steve Kerr needed to make to win a must-win game. But to me, it felt like Dre comes back in. That's when Key says the pulse of the team, to me, that's masterful Steve Kerr. That is a coach who knows, okay, wait a minute, I got what I needed. The game's not salted away yet, but Dre can come back in now. First of all, I'm going to need him. Secondly, we can do this, but he puts Dre in not just because it's the right thing to do for that moment in time, but also so that Dre finishes the game. It's not like he sat out the fourth quarter. Yeah. I thought that was a pulse of the team type move. How much of that do you think was done for Dre's own confidence, and how much of it was done because Dre could get the job done in that moment?
Well, I think it gives Dre motivation. And number two, I give Dre a lot of credit, right? Because there are a lot of times easier when you're in games, you can kind of revert back to everything being about me. I'm not playing well. I'm being benched. NBA Finals, must win game four on the road, fourth quarter. Why am I here? But he, you know how it is, Key. We all know certain players that it gets to that point and they can never go to the next play and get out of it. He got himself out of it. But I will say this.
Team player.
Dude, he has 18 fouls and 17 points in this entire series.
Point of foul, huh?
Yo, that's crazy. Like, he has not been. And I'm telling you, I know Ime Udoka said that they weren't going to do it. But if Steph is averaging 35, they're going to need to get to a certain point. You got to get the hell out of drop coverage, man. You're going to get out of drop coverage. And whoever's guarding Draymond Green, you're going to leave him. You're going to have to shoot. Or you're going to have to make plays.
Now, 2015 where get the ball out of Steph's hands.
Now, Steve Kerr can make adjustments, but if you're the Celtics, at the end of the day, I need Draymond Green to beat us instead of Stephen Curry going up for 35 a game. Mm.
Sometimes as a player, though, you need to take a step back. And if you can go to the sideline and you can see everything that's going on the floor, on the field, you could now
perspective.
Rethink a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about the entire fourth quarter. A couple minutes. Right. I mean, like, seriously.
But it's interesting, Jay, that you bring up, like, one of the reasons when I sound critical of Steph in 15, well, I acknowledge the idea was get the ball out of his hands. Don't let that dude shoot and beat you, right? Draymond Green was at one point capable of being the guy to beat you because, again, in 2016, had it not been for that miraculous Cavs win, Draymond Green's about to be Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think at this point, the sagging off of Curry, the drop coverage, right, that's allowing him to do this, is that Udoka saying, I don't want them to turn into the regular Warriors? If Steph can beat us by himself, okay, which is the opposite of what they used to do. Is Draymond still capable, if they revert back to let's make sure Steph can't beat us, of being a guy who can carry the load on both ends of the floor?
1,000,000%, because he doesn't need to score like 30 points. He can if he's finishing at the rim. But, like, my thing is, look, what they're doing is they're targeting Al Horford. If you watch down the stretch, either Steph is involved in a high pick and roll where Al is in drop coverage, or if they do catch him in rotation, that's when Al's switching, right? So
Al's doing a pretty good job.
And he's doing a great job.
It's
somebody 6'9", 240, right? And Steph is dancing with the
Steph
ball.
Work, yeah.
And then poor Robert Williams, like, you know, he played 31 minutes, but he can't be on the court because he can't stay with Steph on the perimeter. So that's the matchup they're attacking. So my thing is, if you are going to blitz it, Draymond Green's going to catch the ball and he's going to make decisions. And that's when other people need to come to the party. The Jordan Poole, the Klay Thompson, or you haven't finished at the rim. But my thing is, wouldn't you bet on Draymond Green making poor decisions with the way he's played recently if you're Ime Udoka? I'd rather bet on that in game five than bet on Steph going off for 40 and carrying momentum.
Steve. Yeah, I'd rather that would be a good bet.
It's
But then all of a sudden Draymond get hot on you, you're in trouble.
True. Yeah. By the way, I think he was at 37 in 16 in game 7 in 2016. I think he dropped 37.
It's crazy.
Like, you know, Draymond Green can get it done under pressure. Steve Kerr on how Draymond responded to being taken out.
He's the ultimate competitor. Came back in, made huge plays down the stretch, finishes the game with 4 steals, 8 assists, 9 boards. Look, this is a tough series for him to score because of Boston's size and athleticism, but he's still impacting the game at a huge level. And he knows we're just going to do whatever it takes to win. We got a lot of guys who can contribute. A lot of guys did that tonight, and we got it done, and whatever it takes in game 5.
Can I go? And I give Dre a lot of credit. And obviously, we're talking about the Warriors a ton, and they deserve a ton of praise in particular because Steph Curry went up 43. But I got to tell you guys, I really do feel like Boston squandered the game away. Mm. Like, do you guys, are you betting that Boston's going to win the next 2 out of 3? And 2 of those 3 are on the road?
No.
Like, it's interesting. When you just think about, they were up 5 midway through the 4th, okay? You got no one in foul trouble. Thompson is streaky. It feels like Golden State has one player. And then at the end of the game, the last 5 minutes, you go back and you watch that. Sloppy possessions. And by the way, they were just settling on taking a lot of threes. Jason Tatum barely touched the ball in the last 4 minutes of the game, him or Jaylen Brown. So 15 turnovers. Like, once again, Boston, what are you doing?
Like, Boston can play better, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's taking everything Golden State has to squeak by him. Time for the winning word in our basketball championship giveaway. Today's winning word is city. Make sure to text it to 77700 for the chance to win $4,000. Message and data rates may apply. Want another chance to win? Listen to the NBA on ESPN Radio Basketball Championship broadcast tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the chance to win even more cash.
Excited to have the opportunity to add him to the team. He's a veteran presence, a guy that's been in big games, and a playmaker to boot.
Defense is feared Tyreek Hill. That's what I want the head coach to know. And the head coach do know that, though. He know that. He know that without the cheater on the field, he know that, hey, Pat, you're going to have a long day.
Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So very catchable. I don't want to continue because the more I talk, the more it sounds weird. So Tua is a... He's a very accurate quarterback, that's all I'm going to say.
And we are joined now by our very own GM, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Michael, long time.
Yeah, where have you been hiding?
It's been a minute. You know, that sort of like post-draft lull, but good to be with you guys. And like the NBA talk, as always.
It's always good to have you on. All right. Mike, Tyreek Hill on the It Needed to Be Said podcast. Did it really need to be said? Did this really need to be said? Maybe it did. Said the following.
Tua or Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, like, I'm going to go with 1-5 as the strongest arm. But as far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day. But look, this is what I want inside the building. I want the head coach to know that on Sundays that defenses fear Tyreek Hill. That's what I want the head coach to know. And the head coach do know that, though. He know that. He know that without the cheater on the field, he know that, hey, Pat, you're going to have a long day today. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, I guess he's standing up for his new guy, but he's also talking a lot about himself. What'd you think?
Well, A-plus as a teammate, and his heart's in the right place, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest football player on the planet. And, you know, Tua is just trying to find his way and give Miami a ton of credit. They have so many weapons there. But if I'm Tyreek Hill, I would just be saying, like, hey, I'm happy to be a Dolphin. We have a chance to be really exciting. And let's take the pressure off of Tua. We don't need any Tua and Patrick Mahomes' comparison. That actually hurts Tua because now it just makes the spotlight even that much bigger. Get the ball to Tyreek Hill. Let him make explosive plays. You got Jaylen Waddle. And hopefully they make meaningful progress this year.
Yeah, Mike's right. He's a good teammate. And better yet, a great teammate to step out there and put himself out there in the universe about Patrick Mahomes and Tua.
To lie and whatever. Yeah.
You know, we get it. What I would say, though, is, you know, Mike, it's all good until the regular season comes. when he look up on the opposite field in a guy like, I don't know, let me just, Nelson Aguilar has 9 catches for a 140 and 2 touchdowns, and he has 4 for 60 and 0 touchdowns and a loss. I wonder if Patrick Mahomes will be inaccurate then. That's just the reality. I honestly do, because until you get into the regular season, it doesn't matter any damn way.
But you can ask, I know that he obviously feels slighted to a degree about him, you know, being a good trooper and not getting as many looks as he wants, right? Getting a pill. But, like, why do you need to take a jab to a degree at Patrick Mahomes? Like, why not just be like, well, yeah, I elevated Patrick Mahomes in the Kansas City Chiefs because I was a deep threat. But also, Patrick Mahomes elevated me. Like, why does it need to be one or the other? I don't understand that, Mike T. You know, you can still pick up your teammate without taking a shot at your former quarterback.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, they made a lot of magic for a long time, and they certainly helped each other. And again, I think his heart was in the right place and had the right intentions. But a little bit back to what Key said, like, it really doesn't matter until the regular season. And there's already a massive bullseye on Tua, because if he doesn't play well, he's the guy that's not going to be there. Jalen Waddle is going to be there. Mike Gesicki is going to be there. Tyreek Hill is going to be there. So that's really where the pressure point is. And you're right, Jay Will. All Tyreek Hill has to say is, like, I'm thrilled to be a Dolphin. We're moving forward. Had a great run in Kansas City. I got a ring, and hopefully I'll get one with the Dolphins.
And the main thing is that the coach knows that when Cheetah's in the building, that's who the defenses are preparing for. That's very much on his mind also. All right, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN, NFL front office insider with us, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Mike T, Davante Adams, now with his bestie in Las Vegas, Derek Carr, said the following at a press conference, comparing Carr to Aaron Rodgers and comparing himself to someone very interesting. Listen to this.
That's just like comparing me to, like, Jerry Rice. You know, it'd be tough to do because Jerry's put together what he's done, and it's undeniable respect for him. And me, I'm still going, and there's still a lot that I got to do to be able to be mentioned with Jerry, and I'm aware of that. And I think Derek is also aware of that, you know, from a big picture. But as far as talent and ability, I mean, it's really similar if I'm keeping it real.
Mike, is he keeping it real?
Yeah, I don't think he's keeping it real. I think it goes back to the fact that he had to get off the carousel of Aaron Rodgers with Aaron Rodgers' uncertainty and the drama, and he went to a place that was, let's face it, more stable for the future, a place where he believes in Derek Carr. They could go win a bunch of games. And I think that's really the root of this, and I think he was trying to deflect it when he brings in guys like, you know, Jerry Rice. But I think when you look at it, actions speak a lot louder than words, and he left a place where he had a chance to win a championship, he had a chance to make more money, to go to a place where he knew the head coach, knows the quarterback going back to college, and felt like that was a much better place for him long term. To me, that's the fascinating part of the story.
Key, when you look at because he's talking about the difference between Davante Adams' accomplishment, like, you can't compare me to Jerry Rice or Carr to Aaron Rodgers, versus ability, where he says you can compare. Do you see the same thing when you look at the talent and ability of Carr and Rodgers?
You know, when I look at players in general, not just Carr and Rodgers, but players in general, a lot of times people get caught up in what the media hypes, right? When you talk about having a strong arm, Carr has a strong arm. Aaron Rodgers has a strong arm. And I would argue with you or have a conversation with any of you to tell me, what is it outside of personal accolades that Aaron Rodgers has done that Derek Carr hadn't done in his career? I mean, outside
of won a Super
of
Bowl and win MVPs and everything.
Personal accolades.
But Super Bowl is not.
But when you would order certain organizations in certain situations, it will dictate itself for you. And Aaron Rodgers was in a perfect situation.
You see at the top of the sport very little difference among
very
the elite,
little.
Right? And you consider Carr elite, as does Davante Adams. Thank you, Mike T. Should Steph Curry be the Warriors MVP, be the MVP, even if the Warriors lose a series? Next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.